USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. official confirms Iran shooting down an American drone with a surface-to-air missile. That official, speaking on condition of anonymity, says the drone was taken out in international airspace near the Strait of Hormuz. That contradicts Iranian media reports that the drone was in Iranian airspace at the time. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the nation next week aims to send a signal.
It's, you know, sending a signal that you may get in, but you're not getting in for long, and you're going out.
The president in that Fox News interview suggesting that Democrats are to blame for the increased number of illegal immigrants, blaming Dems for not fixing asylum laws and loopholes in immigration law. A new USA Today poll concerning the Democratic White House hopefuls finds Joe Biden with a 15-point lead over Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A domestic disturbance call in Sacramento leads to the death of a female police officer shot while other officers were trying to help a woman collect personal belongings so she could leave her home. Police say the shooter was armed with a rifle and kept officers pinned down for over 40 minutes while the wounded officer lay in the yard. She was rescued by an armored vehicle but died at a nearby hospital. The gunman holding police at bay for about 8 hours before he finally surrendered. Authorities in the Dominican Republic say former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz was not the intended target of a shooting that left him seriously hurt. Prosecutors say gunmen were looking to kill a friend of his who was sitting near him at the bar in Santo Domingo at the time of that shooting earlier this month. Apparently the two were dressed in a similar fashion, and it was a case of mistaken identity. The would-be assassins reportedly paid $8,000 to carry out the hit. Find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The FDA is urging e-cigarette makers to look into safety issues after a Nevada teen broke his jaw from an exploding vape pen. The incident happened last year, knocking out several of the teenager's teeth, and at least two deaths are blamed on e-cigarette explosions in the United States. The FDA says e-cigarettes explode when the lithium-ion battery inside a vape pen overheats. There's a new Connecticut lawsuit over transgender students in school sports programs. That story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Three high school track stars are suing because the state is allowing transgender girls, who are still physically boys, to compete against other high school girls. The three girls say this policy has cost them top finishes in several events and possibly college scholarships. Elias Defending Freedom is defending the athletes in a complaint filed with the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights. At least 17 states allow transgender high school athletes to compete without restrictions.
And authorities often warn against it, but officials in Riviera Beach, Florida, are paying $600,000 in ransom to hackers who took control of the city's data last month. That happened when employees clicked on malicious emails opening the door to the hackers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.